Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern on this Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Hope you get to enjoy your day and at least get a little time to relax. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen's in Hadley.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. I just have a quick question about an endless summer hydrangea.
Sure.
In zone 5. If it's not too late to feed it, what would you recommend? Because it seems like for a couple of years I had a lot of blossoms, and then the past year or two it's just been maybe two or three or all leaves.
Okay. So you definitely, it's not too late to feed them by any means. You still have plenty of time to be feeding them. Now with hydrangeas, it's something you can actually feed a few times. It's not one where it's like a holly or like an evergreen where you just do it in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
This is one where I'd want to see you do it multiple times during the season with a 10-10-10 fertilizer. You could actually do it now, and they actually will say, I believe, about 6 weeks later, you can use it again so that it's not just, you know, one and done with that, to try and push a little bit of growth. Now, the other thing you could be looking at, since it doesn't get a lot of blossoms and you've had some issues in the past with them.
Yeah, and maybe, I haven't cut it back at all because I know it grows on old and new, right?
Yeah, so it, you know, it's one of those things where if you did cut it back, it's not actually a bad thing. It's not going to hurt it because it will still blossom. But if you've had some of the issues, maybe they, you know, it needs a little bit more phosphorus. It needs a boost of phosphorus. So Espoma has a product called Triple Phosphate. It's a 0450.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that now in the season to really push it to give something back to the soil to really help develop a stronger root system and to help develop more blossoms. So that's what the phosphate will do. So maybe you use that triple phosphate now, and then in about six.
Is it triple 10?
Yeah, it's and then the 10-10-10 in about 6 weeks. So use just the triple phosphate now, because we'd be really putting a lot of phosphorus in it if we did a 10-10-10 plus a 0-45-0.
Mm-hmm.
You could. There are super phosphates out there that are like a 0-18-0. If you find one that's a 0-18-0, you could use that 10-10-10 because we're not going, you know, very high in that middle number.
Yeah.
So, but the fertilizer from Espoma's is 0.450, so I just feel like going too high would be too much phosphorus all at once, and it just wouldn't be for it. But there are some out there. I think I've seen it, like a high yield product is the name. That's a 0.180 that you could use.
Okay.
You could use that and then use that 10-10-10. But
again, would it be this immediately or 6 weeks later?
So if you're using the 0.180, you could use it immediately. If you're using the 0.450, you would use it 6 weeks later.
And it's a pretty mature plant, so, I mean, it's over 5 years old, so what would you say, like, a cup or how much, what would I measure?
I'd have to pull up the information here. It's going to take me a second. How big is the plant? Like, how wide is it normally?
It's close to, like, 3 feet in diameter.
Okay, so 3 feet. So you're using about, you might be using about 2 to 3 cups. So it's about
okay.
They usually say a cup is close to a pound in their packaging.
Okay, so 2 cups would be safe.
Yes. So one of the things with the triple phosphate, it's, so if you've used Holytone or Tree Tone or Plant Tone in the past, they say to apply it on the drip line, right? They say to go out as wide as the plant is. With the triple phosphate, they're saying to keep it at least 3 inches away from the plant, right. The center. So it's actually a little closer to the plant versus that drip line. So what you can do is, feed it in there, mix it into the soil a little bit, try not to disturb the roots or anything, and then just water it in.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the 10-10-10, that's the one you would go out to the root system a little bit. Like that, on the drip line. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well,
and I think that's going to help with it. The other thing is the temperatures the past couple of years have been odd, but the weather was odd last year, where it was rainy all the time. We had an early warm up, and then we had a freeze, and then we had warm up, then freeze, kind of like we've had this year. And so some of the buds that start to form early, even on endless summers, will get fried from the temperatures. And so that could be another reason to it. But by putting this triple phosphate in the 10-10-10, it's really going to help it absorb the nutrients it needs to try and push some more growth for you.
Okay. All right. And do you have time for one more question?
Sure. Definitely.
Are you familiar with cherry fruit worm and blueberry?
I'm not completely, but I can let me. What's going on with
these? They're organic, and I didn't know if there was anything I could put on now that would wouldn't be too harmful that would prevent that. Clusters of berries, it's almost like they become like mummy berries.
Okay.
I looked it up, but I couldn't find anything about what to do. And it's just this worm that makes clusters fall off.
Okay. So it's attacking the areas. It's like a small little brown.
Yeah, and it doesn't start till the berries are there.
Okay. You're looking to obviously keep it organic
and
take care of it that way.
Them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if there is a prevention for it. I've heard, in the past, one of the things that you could use for a lot of other insects would be getting like a parasitic wasp. That you can order, that's not the easiest to do. I'd have to find the website. It's been a while since I've been on it, that you can get, like, the beneficial insects
mm-hmm.
to release, if you will. into the area. It's not like as simple as using ladybugs or praying mantids, right? It's not that easy to do.
But as far as a spray or anything goes,
yeah, for a lot of worms or caterpillar types, for organics, you could be using, if they're, you know, early in the season, would be like an all seasons oil to suffocate, or you can also use Captain Jack's on this. So Captain Jack's will take care of those, you know, the winter moth that we'll start to see very soon here, and this would be kind of in the same family. So Captain Jack's is considered organic, so that would be something you could use at this point when you're starting to see some of it happen. And as almost like a preventative, it's happened in the past to you?
It has, yeah.
And about when you're starting to see the berries start to form, maybe it's time at that point to start a regimen of spraying the Captain Jack's on it as a preventative, because it is organic, it only lasts on the plant between 7 and 10 days. It's not one that will stay on and completely be preventative. So it's like kind of doing like a preemptive strike, if you will, with the Captain Jack's.
All right. Okay.
Going to be your ideal one when it comes to it, just because of the range that it will take care of insects.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thanks for your help.
All right, Karen. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Karen, and she had brought up the cherry fruit worm. And I'm just doing a little bit more research because I haven't heard of it. I don't have all the details in regards to it, and I was just kind of taken back a little bit by it. It's actually everything I've read in the past few minutes, and I've gone to the UMass Extension. I've gone to a few others. It's saying there are traps that you can put up for monitoring. I can't find where you can find the traps for it, but it contains a pheromone to find if they're in the area. You usually catch one or two a week. When those are in the area, that's when you would start your sprays. Another option to be used is BT, the Bacillus thuringiensis. The variety is Christaki. That's the most common one that's out there. To be spraying early, that is considered, very low toxicity to it. And you're spraying every 10 to 14 days once you start to see them in the area, and getting them, three intervals of spraying. Once they start to be into the fruit, that's when you can't get rid of them, because they're trying to overwinter and become that moth to the next level. So it's very soon that you'll be needing to spray this with BT, because the Captain Jack's is going to, they need to be in the worm form for it to really work. So, Karen, hopefully you're still listening. I just wanted to add that to it. The BT would be the best to use very soon to kill those early stages of it. So this is something to really be looking at going forward with some of the blueberries. And it will go to cranberries and some cherry trees as well. So you usually don't see the damage till it's too late, which you can start to see it in June or July. So that's why you want to get it at this point soon. So I apologize for not having all those details, Karen, but hopefully this will help you out. Now, as far as going on, I know we do have another call, so I want to get to that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor is in Western Mass.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I was visiting my daughter last week. She has some holly bushes that have been doing very well. But in the past month or so, the leaves on both sides are covered with like a black, looks kind of like a mold or something.
Yep.
And I figured that you would know exactly what she should do to help this holly bush out.
Yeah, so what that black is a sooty mold. It's the honeydew from the scale from the scale. It's the basically what's left over, the honeydew that's left over from the insect. I'm trying to think of the name of the insect, and it was on top of my head. But it's usually from scales, aphids, some white fly. So it's not just one. That's why I was thinking it's multiple. You see it all the time on hollies. You'll see it on some rhododendrons as well. So in order to take care of this, you're going to need to spray for an insect that's on there. That insect, you could use all seasons oil to be spraying all over the holly bushes. But what I'd like to see done first is the way to get rid of that sooty mold there's no like spray or anything. It's actually kind of getting some like kitchen gloves and going to the plant with like a high pressure nozzle, soaking the plant down, trying to wash off that mold, but rubbing it with your hands to get it off, because there's not like a spray that will just take care of the mold part. That's basically the after effects that you've had, the scale or the mite or the scale or the aphid or the white fly on there. So those white flies or the scales and aphids might still be there, so that's why you want to use the all seasons control. That can be done at this time without an issue.
Would have to be washed first.
That's the idea, because that black is not going to come off from the spray. That's not what it's meant for. The spray is to kill the insect.
Okay.
So,
all right. Now, just hang, water or...
Yep, hang tight for me. Hang tight for me. I'm going
Stomer, the company that makes Hollytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults, and a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Mother's Day 2020, there have been over 1.3 million cases of coronavirus reported in the United States as of yesterday, and the number of confirmed cases of virus in the world has topped 4 million. The database at Johns Hopkins University saying the worldwide death toll is now over 277,000. What does former President Barack Obama think of the current administration's response to the pandemic?
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
Obama caught on tape during what was supposed to be a private remote meeting on Friday with thousands of people who'd served in his administration.
Being selfish, being tribal, being divided, it's part of the reason why the response to this global crisis has been so anemic and spotty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
A singer whose career started at about the same time remembers Little Richard, who passed away yesterday at the age of 87. Pat Boone saying last night that, quote, Richard and I are brothers musically and spiritually. Boone, sometimes criticized for doing so-called vanilla covers of black artists' music, had a big hit with Tutti Frutti, and Little Richard said in an interview that that actually opened the door to a wider acceptance of his music.
It was called race music, and so in order to kind of stop that momentum, Pat Boone was put on me instantly. As I got older and looked back, he really opened a wider door for me. By him recording it, made it bigger and made me accept it to a wider.
A polar vortex has brought 10 inches of snow to parts of northern New England and flurries as far south as Manhattan. From record May lows to severe storms, the weather also causing problems in the Midwest to the Appalachians. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Eleanor, and we kind of kept talking and ran into the break. And she was asking, I believe I heard her say, you know, is it just water that you can wash the holly with? And that is true. Just water. Just you're going to need to wash the holly a little bit with your hands, and that's why I had recommended the like the kitchen glove or even just any type of glove that's like rubberized or something along those lines, because it the spray, like a all season spray, doesn't take care of the mold. That's just the honeydew. That's the end result of what's there. So that's why you wash it off the best you can. Sometimes people will just put their thumb over the end of a hose and spray it that way. So there's a number of ways to do it. But it's just water to use on it. You could even use like a drop of like Dawn dish detergent if you really wanted to. But honestly, just water is going to do it. So hopefully that helps out. With your question, Eleanor. Now, we do have a few calls on the line, so I want to get right into those. Nathan, who's up next?
Louise is in North Andover.
Louise, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a holly berry question also.
Okay.
I'd like to plant one. Do I have to have a male and a female?
So you don't necessarily have to have a male and a female. If you are looking for the holly to have the red berries, then you would need a male to do that. Some of the most common hollies would be like a Meserva holly. So if you're looking to get a female that would have the berries, would be like a Blue Princess holly. To get the berries, you can have the Blue Prince holly. And the thing about it is you don't have to put them side by side. You can put them about 50 feet away from each other. You can put the male on the side of the house, and it will still help pollinate that way. The male, that's all it's does. It's not going to have berries for you. It will grow, but it's not going to grow the same size as the female. The other thing you could do is, my father used to talk about this all the time, is if you had a female but you didn't have any male hollies in the area, you could go to somebody who has a male holly and cut a branch off that has some of the, it'll actually have light flowers in this spring. Cut off a branch of it, put it in like a medicine bottle, poke a hole in the top of the medicine bottle, put some water in there, put the stem into the water, and then hang it onto the female holly to help pollinate it that way. You know, that was one of the ways that he always used to talk about. If you don't have it and you just don't want to purchase it, that's how you can do it.
Okay.
Or if you're not looking for the berries, you don't have to have the male. You can just get multiple females and have them there. I'm sure in some of the neighborhoods, if you're close by others, you know, they might have a male holly in the yard, so they could pollinate from there. So, you know, it's really up to you, the end of what you're looking for. With the berries, you'll need a male to pollinate the female.
Okay, so if I buy one this year and I buy a female and see if it does get pollinated for next, well, for what, December? Is that when they have the berries?
So it'll be, you know, it's going to be late October is the earliest, all of November and maybe into December they'll have the berries there. You know, one of the things is you can't look at this year as a complete, that it's completely pollinated from your home. It could be, it could have been, depending upon when you purchase it, there could be males and females in the garden center that you purchased. The flowers start to bloom a little early. They've been pollinated. So it would be something where the next season would be the one to look at. But I would say there are a lot of hollies in yards that you might be able to just do it without having a pollinator. But again, if you do want to purchase the pollinator, you can put them around the back, around the side. There's no real use to the male holly plant there.
Okay.
You can kind of just let him do his thing in the corner.
Okay. And another quick question.
Sure.
Is it okay to put out the potted geraniums this week, or is it going to be too cold?
So you can put them out during the day, but I'm worried about Tuesday and Wednesday of this week.
Okay, yeah.
Tuesday is going to get to like 37 overnight, and then Wednesday is going to be like 35 overnight. So I'm just a little nervous. So I would, you know, I'd put them out today. You might be able to even leave them out overnight tonight. Temperature-wise, I think it was wasn't going to be too bad. It's going to get to like 40 overnight. And then, you know, I'd just worry about Tuesday, Wednesday, bringing those in for those nights. You know, during the day, the temperatures will be nice. They're looking at the mid to high 50s, so it's perfect for them to be outside, but I'd still bring them in. We're looking probably after that. I looked at the 10-day forecast after that, and it's looking to not really have 30s. It's going to be in 40s overnight. So we might be able to, and I'm hoping, I got my fingers crossed to hope that, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday's our last frosts of the season in this area.
Okay. Now, if they're inside right now, which they are, is that okay to leave them in till the end of the week?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Okay.
No problem at all. You know, at the garden center I work at, we still have all the geraniums inside.
Okay.
A lot of them, you know, we just want to be protected on them. We'll bring some out during the day, but bring them in at night just to kind of get them that temperature to feel, you know, the outside and get some of that regular temperatures versus the artificial temperatures in a greenhouse.
Okay.
So you definitely can keep them inside for another week and take a look. But I'm sure, who knows what goes on with Mother Nature here. I'm sure in a week all the temperatures will change and we'll have snow again.
Yeah. Well, happy Mother's Day to the mothers in your life.
Well, thank you, and you as well.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen is in Deerfield.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a mystery tree that sprung up in our yard. We've been here on the edge of Northwood Lake, and we get a little bit cooler than the other side. So
We have pine and oak trees, and I've been gardening for, we've been here over 30 years, but it's exciting to try different things. But this year with young grandchildren, a couple young ones, doing more, they have a sunny garden. They planted some blueberry bushes they got from Home Depot. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to find the sunniest spot shortly. But then we have this mystery fruit tree, and the first fruit we saw was last year. It just sprang up right along the side of 107 there. It's got pink flowers on it now. Looks like they're okay, but it had this fuzzy, some kind of a disease. And I was listening about the cherry or the fruit worm thing, and maybe it was something like that. So I'm thinking, I'm thinking of maybe spraying, like you said, you could use an all-season oil. So you said the first thing was a BT.
Yeah, BT is a good one to use, yes.
So right when the flowers, like right around now, because the flowers are already out.
Well, so what I've
had
If you're going to spray it, what I'd like to see you do is wait until the flowers have dropped.
Okay.
If you spray something like BT, even though it's organic, right, it doesn't, it's going to, it can affect like the pollinators, like the bees that will be going onto it. So with anything like, anything that flowers, if it is an insect that is has been attacking it, wait until the flowers have dropped. So that it can be pollinated, and we're protecting those bees. Even though, like I said, even though it's organic, it's still an insecticide, and so it will suffocate the bees, and we don't want to do that, obviously. So another option is to wait until night, when it's dusk, when you're starting to see the sun go down, because a lot of the bees will have gone back to their hives. That's another option. And, you know, again, that would be... even with organics, we just like to be extra cautious with that.
Okay. So I guess it could be a nectarine from the, you know, it was a fruit that was firm like that.
Yeah.
It had this fuzzy thing. So I'm thinking it was maybe it was some kind of a worm or something.
Could be.
Most of the fruit. All right. Well, that was like my main question, because I think I understand how to plant some of these other things. I love your show. Happy Mother's Day weekend to all the gardeners, and thank you so much through the years. You've just been so inspiring.
Well, thank you, Karen. You have a great Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4255. 61 again, 855-660-4261. Seems like Karen has a perfect area for the blueberries. So there's lots of pine trees in the area. Perfect acidic soil for blueberries. We've talked a few times today about blueberries, but the acidity is very important for blueberries. You know, we got to make sure that it's in the fours to low fives for a pH level. So that's one of the things, you know, we talk about weekly, getting a pH test and finding out what is going on, you know, with the soil, so that we can say, all right, well, this is perfect. It's ready to go. Or what do we need to do to fix it, right? So a pH test in an area will help you. But one of the, you know, signals that you know you have acidic soil would be pine trees in the area. The other one would be if you're starting to see moss in some of the areas. I know I've seen moss in areas that it isn't completely acidic, but there are other factors there. But having pine trees and moss in an area is going to show you that it is acidic. So definitely take a look at that. There are products out there that will help you with the soil acidifier to do that. So definitely take a look at what's going on there. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I wanted to tell you something that I had heard a couple weeks ago, and I didn't mention it last week, and I want to mention it again this week. Bonide's doing something that is awesome, that it gives me goosebumps just thinking about. What they're doing is they're fighting hunger with every Bonide purchase. They are helping feed America during the COVID-19 They've created a response fund. So what it is from now through May 31st, 2020, purchase any Bonide product from participating retailers, and Bonide will donate 100% of the product purchase price to Feeding America's COVID-19 Response Fund, up to $100,000. The concept is simple. Simply shop your favorite Bonide products and upload a copy of your receipt below, and then they take care of the rest. So they have a website on their website, bonide.com. Right on the front page, the helping hand will show you where to put your information in and to upload the receipt image. So, you know, I know it's you don't want to get certain receipts, but if you buy Bonide products from your local garden center, get that receipt, maybe have it emailed to you, and upload it. You don't have to do anything. You're using that product normally. You'd be purchasing any of the Bonide products, and you upload that receipt, and they're going to, in turn, help feed some of the people in America affected by this COVID-19. Incredible that they're doing this, but definitely take a look at them at bonide.com for some more information. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there. Especially the ones involved in my life. My mother. My mother-in-law. And my most important, my wife, who's been incredible in these past couple months. Well, forever. But these past couple months has shown how incredible she is to deal with taking care of the two kids while working and while I'm working at the same time. So, you know, I said it earlier, Mother's Day is a day, but I think mothers need to be celebrated more than just a day. It's nice that we give them a day, but it should be all the time to be celebrating them. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there who is celebrating with their mothers and to all the mothers. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Victoria from Natural Alternative to talk about a bunch of different things to get everything ready for the season. We're almost into that phase two, right? We're almost there, ready to go with the lawn fertilizer. So there's that coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about some of their bundles. I want to also talk about the mosquito tick and tick control that they have, because I think it is super important to be start doing and thinking about doing, because we're going to be spending a lot of time at home. We've done a lot of work around the house. We've had the gardens settled and all of that, but we want to spend more time at home. But the mosquitoes and the ticks are out there. You know, I noticed a tick the other day just crawling on my dog's nose. We were playing in the yard. We put up a new swing set for the kids in the yard. And I was just sitting watching them, and the dog was sitting next to me, and I look over, and there's just one right on her nose. So they're out there. They are all over the place, so something really to be starting to worry about, if you will. But the mosquitoes are out at night. I spent a few nights this week just trying to get some of that area ready for this swing set, and the mosquitoes were everywhere. I could feel, bites all over the place. So they have some great products for that. So we'll discuss that a little bit. We can talk about some of their grass seeds that they have. Definitely something to be looking at. Again, they're a touchless company, right? You can order right online and get some information from them. And they love to actually have you call with questions. That's one of the best things in regards to Natural Alternative. Not just their products, but their service that they give you. And Victoria will be on to talk about that. But Victoria is one of the ones you would talk to when you have questions or to help you with these, with what's going on. So it's definitely something to look at. Another thing obviously we'll talk about again is my favorite product is that Protolizer. Protolizer is an incredible product. Not a fertilizer, but works with your fertilizer. It's like vitamins. Just like you and I take vitamins, this is your vitamin for your plants. So we'll go over that a little bit because I just think it is something that everybody needs with anything they're growing. Any issues you've had in the past with plants that you know it didn't do as well as you've wanted, or any time you're transplanting, Protolizer is the way to go. They have it in multiple sizes. You can get 5 packets of a 1/2 ounce each. You can get the 6 ounce container or the 4 pound container. But these are awesome products to do. So I would definitely be looking for this Protolizer because I'll tell you, it's just such a great additive for your plants, and you're going to see a huge difference in it. The number of people I've talked to who have used it, there is a huge difference in it. So definitely take a look at the Protolizer from Natural Alternative. So we're going to be joined with her, answering a lot of those questions and giving you more information. We'll even talk a little bit about soil conditioners, some lime, sulfur. It is still time to be putting the lime down based on some of the pH tests you've gotten. I know a lot of you got the free test when they were offering it from Natural Alternative. So there's going to be some information on that as well. So definitely stay tuned to us as Victoria will lead off the 8 o'clock hour with me. So hang tight for that because it's going to be very informative with a lot of great information. So we're going to take a break here in a couple and be back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.